Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Denver Chidi. I would like to share a message today entitled, The Right Attitude in Giving. Reading from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul is writing to the Corinthians, Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. Verse 6, For this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful or a generous giver. So what is the right attitude in giving? The attitude with which you give is more important than the actual amount that you give, because the Bible didn't say that God loves somebody who gives a lot of money. It says God loves a cheerful or a generous giver. So let's first of all look at what God does not love. There are three types of givers who do not please God because their attitude is wrong. All right, the first type of giver that does not please God is the begrudging giver. Do not give begrudgingly, the Bible says. A begrudging giver is somebody who is stingy at heart, selfish, but yet they're giving reluctantly because they just do not want to part with their money. They alone want to be blessed, they want to receive, they want to get, but they do not want to give or to be a blessing to others. They're naturally stingy people who are giving. At the same time, they're regretting their decision to give. My wife is an attorney at law, and one time a friend of a friend asked us for some legal advice. So my wife decided to give them the legal advice without any charge. So we went over to the people's house. My wife walked them through whatever document they needed advice on. And at the end of it, the person said thank you, and they sent us on our way. They didn't even offer us a current rule. And I thought that was amazing. Now, we had never any intentions of charging the people for the advice because it was a friend of a very good friend. So we were really doing it as a favor for the friend. All right, so we weren't really looking for anything, but the least you could have expected was something to eat, you know? That was the very least. And I thought to myself, if I ever go into business, I will never do business with somebody like that. Never. Because somebody who is stingy at heart, you cannot do business with somebody like that. And that's what the Bible is talking about when it says giving begrudgingly. Somebody who is naturally stingy, naturally selfish, but they're giving and their hand is kind of short and they don't want to give. So if you're going to give begrudgingly to anyone, whether it be to God, the church, or the poor, you might as well just not give at all. That kind of giver does not please God. Even though you may give a big amount, God doesn't care because you're doing it from a stingy, selfish heart. Now, the next kind of giver that doesn't please God, he said, do not give out of compulsion. Do not give out of necessity, one version says, but the Greek word really means out of compulsion. Do not give out of compulsion or manipulation. Somebody who gives out of compulsion is essentially somebody who is giving because they feel they have to, or they feel they're being forced to or manipulated to. Tell me if you've ever encountered this situation. Somebody comes to preach in your church, a visitor maybe, or you go to a church and somebody preaches, and then the pastor says, or the minister who is preaching says, God has told me that there are 10 people who have to give $1,000. There are five people who have to give $500 and so on. So he says something like that. Now you know which income bracket you fall into. So you hearing the man of God saying that God told him God will speak to 10 people to give $1,000. So automatically you are going to be thinking you are one of the 10 who could give the $1,000. Or if you're in a lower income bracket, you are one of the 5 who will give the $500. Automatically you are thinking that God is putting it in your heart. But the truth of the matter is, God did not put that in your heart. It is the man of God who put that in your head. And he manipulated you into thinking that you have to give. So at the end of the day, you are giving because you were manipulated to give, not because you had purposed in your heart to give. You are giving out of compulsion, out of obligation, out of duty. You're giving because somebody forced you or manipulated you into giving. And I know that happens a lot in our churches. And if people don't give, they feel guilty. They feel like they're robbing God. But the truth is, that kind of giving doesn't please God because you're not doing it from your heart. You're not doing it generously. You're doing it because you were tricked. You were conned. And believe me, folks, there are a lot of con men running around the church saying God told them this and God told them that, when the truth of the matter is God didn't tell them nothing. The third type of giving that does not really please God, there's a type of giver nowadays that I call the strategic giver or the calculated giver. Take for example, let's say one day you see a lady begging in the road with her child and you feel sorry and you decide to give her $100 and you say God bless you and you went your way. You didn't expect anything in return. You just wanted to bless that person because you felt sorry for them, how they have a child and they have to beg for money. All right? Then, in the course of the next week, God worked out a series of events and you were able to gain $10,000 where you didn't expect to gain anything. And then afterwards now, you did the math and you said, wait, I gave $100 and I received $10,000, totally unexpected. $10,000 divided by 100 is 100. So you say to yourself, wow, God just gave me a 100-fold return. So guess what you do? You then go and you look for 3 more poor people and you give them $100 each. And you expect to get $30,000 in return. And guess what happens? Nothing. The reason for that is very simple. The reason for that is when you gave the first $100, you were doing it because you genuinely wanted to bless that person. When you gave the next $300, you were doing it strategically and you were calculating how much you're going to get back. You were not doing it generously. Your motive in giving changed, and that is why God did not reward it. Now, not that the money didn't bless the people, but that your attitude in giving changed. And that is very big nowadays because we are being taught, if you sow into the fertile soil of my ministry, God will bless you. And they're teaching people how to give with the wrong motives. Because you're not supposed to give with the motive of trying to be blessed. You're supposed to give with the motive of being a blessing. There are a lot of businessmen who attend big churches, and a lot of these businessmen, some of them are genuine Christians. I don't want to criticize all businessmen, right? I don't want to make general statements, but there are some very specific businessmen who are in churches not because they believe in Christ or because they care about the kingdom of God. They give to pastors because they believe that is good karma. And that when they give to pastors and to religious people in general, God will bless their business. And good for you if that works for you. But that's what you call a strategic giver, and that doesn't please God. But the truth is, these folks are not doing it to please God. They're doing it because they think it's a good business investment. And whether it is a good business investment or not, I don't know. I'm not here to preach about that. I'm here to preach about what is the right attitude in giving. These people give in a calculated way, and of course, there are some pastors who have no problems with that whatsoever. These people believe that they could buy the blessings of God with money, just like Simon the sorcerer. And Peter rebuked him, saying, "Your money perishes with you," thinking that the gift of God could be purchased with money. These are strategic givers. They're giving not because they want to be a blessing, but because of what they think they could get in return. And that kind of giving is not what God requires or what God desires. What God wants is a cheerful giver, or some translations say a generous giver. And the Greek word there literally means somebody who gives spontaneously in a non-reluctant way. And to give spontaneously, it means that they are already persuaded. That's what the Greek word means. A cheerful giver is somebody who is already persuaded, meaning that nobody has to beg them, nobody has to pressure them, nobody even has to tell them there is a need. They are automatically conditioned to respond to a need by giving. Their nature is to give, so they are naturally generous people. And that is what God desires. That is what God rewards. That is what God loves. He loves a cheerful giver, a generous giver, somebody whose nature is to give. These people give not because there is something in it for them. Yes, the Bible says he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. But their main interest isn't being a blessing to somebody. They see somebody who is poor, they want to be a blessing, and they will give and they will walk away so that there will be no reward in it for them. They're not doing it for the recognition. They're not going to call a news conference and say, "I'm donating this to the poor." Their right hand doesn't know what their left hand is doing. They are just naturally generous people, and they do not want reward on earth. They only want reward in heaven. So these people give not because they want something in return, but because they want to be a blessing. They don't give to be blessed, they give to be a blessing. Big difference. And that little intention of the heart, that subtle little difference, is what makes the difference between a generous giver who God loves and a strategic giver who doesn't really please God. What is your attitude in giving? Are you giving because you want to see God's kingdom built? Or are you giving because somebody is pressuring you? Or somebody is manipulating you? Or because of what you could get in return? What is your intention? The best way to know the intention of your heart is to ask yourself this simple question. When you pray, what is the thing that dominates your prayer life? Is it that you so desperately want to be blessed? Or is it that you want to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven? That God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is the thing that dominates your prayer life? And I'm not saying this to criticize anybody. And there's absolutely nothing wrong in wanting to be blessed. Absolutely nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. The Bible says God will bless the work of your hands. He will. He who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Let God take care of that. But your focus should not be on the reaping. Your focus should be on the giving and the sowing. Not because you want something in return, but because you want to be a blessing. And that is the real difference. That is the major difference between a generous giver who pleases God and a strategic giver who doesn't really please God. So I urge you, brethren, examine your hearts in giving. I challenge you to give to be a blessing to people and to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Thank you, and God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.